This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Let my board op know we're getting talk back. We're hearing ourselves back to ourselves. That's always fun. So welcome. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live, and it's pretty rare that we'll bring a guest on. But Mark, you've decided that you wanted to interview someone here tonight. Who is it and why?
Paul Rosenberg, and I guess he's the reason is he's an unusual guy. You don't run across folks like him too often. He's from this group of folks that were operating in the 90s and even before that called cypherpunks. And well, I'll let him explain what a cypherpunk is. Paul?
Hi. A cypherpunk is somebody who really understood that encryption...
Paul, I don't know what happened when we put you... I'm sorry to interrupt. I don't know what happened between when we put you on hold and now, but it sounds like you're in a room with a lot of fans that are running, and it's very, very difficult now to understand what you're saying. I don't know if something has changed at on your side, but if necessary, we can try another time here. Are you still there? Yeah, we'll try calling you back here in just a moment. Maybe get you on a phone line. It sounded real clear earlier when we screened the call. So sorry about that. Mark, is there a way that you can maybe introduce Paul? I know you wanted him to introduce himself there, but obviously he's not here at the moment.
Yeah, so Paul is, you know, an author, as you know, folks that do these kinds of things are. He's written a great many articles and a couple of books, and one of them he writes pretty prolifically over at freemansperspective.com and also cryptohippie.com. So, you know, these are a couple places where you can go see his work.
Okay. So we do have Paul back now on the phones instead of Skype. Paul, are you with us?
I am indeed.
Okay, sounds better. So you're a crypto hippie? What is
no,
that?
No, crypto hippie is his website. Cypherpunk is what he was. Go ahead, Paul.
You're not a crypto hippie?
A cypherpunk is really somebody who understood, especially in the early days, that encryption.
What is the early days?
Early days would be, let's say, early 90s, okay. Mid-90s, somewhere around there.
All right.
That's when the cypherpunks mailing list was very big. But people understood that encryption gave us a way to wall off part of the world. And in that walled off piece of the world, there's no enforcer. There's nobody telling us what to do. We get to live our own lives and to develop our own systems, our own standards and norms. And we can do it all by ourselves with nobody looking over our shoulder with a weapon. And that's really what the cypherpunks were about. And it was very, very cool.
Now, if you watch the news, if you just start paying attention today, you'd be like, the government. I mean, just take a look at the Apple situation. All they're doing is trying to find a way into one phone. Because it's just one phone. But the government and governments, and I don't mean just the U.S. government, but governments have through, you know, over the course of, 25 years been petrified of encryption.
Oh, absolutely. These guys in government have a control bias. These are people who have a psychological state that, among other things, they want to have control over everything. And if they don't have control over everything, the very worst possible things you could imagine will happen to you. And they must control everything. And if they can't, they kind of flip out a bit.
So what about the government's arguments for, you know, bad things that will happen? There's certainly an argument for that, right? Like, I would think that, you know, the bad folks that want to blow up buildings, they're probably using encryption, right? They're also folks that want to trade around pictures of, you know, kids in awful compromising positions. They're probably using some encryption, right?
Well, maybe. I haven't run into many of them, but it's certainly possible.
Never seen
them.
Bad
guys always do use whatever they can use. How many bad guys use the telephone system? Maybe all of them?
Yeah.
You know, so if you make those arguments, you can take them forever. It's, you know, listening to them, you think no crime was ever solved before, you know, 2001. You know, it's just more or less fear-mongering. And if they came to a lot of crypto people and said, look, here's one particular case. Can you help me? It's a real bad guy, and we'll convince you that it's a real bad guy. You know, some of them might help them, but they come in with legal orders and fear and intimidation, and they try to break down the doors. And what they do is, you know, oh, just help us with this one thing. And what they're really doing is breaking every device and getting everything for all time. So, you know, it's disingenuous.
And what were some of the other focuses of the cypherpunks? Was it entirely just encryption, or what were the other their other goals?
Well, it was really a wide group and a lot of people with a lot of different goals. They were very interested in financial cryptography. Cypherpunks is where Bitcoin comes from.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out,
there's an interesting story
in
that came out.
So,
sorry, Paul, I want to real quick want to step down. There was an interesting story that came out last week about, I think it was some college professor demanding that we get rid of the $100 bill and the 500 euro note because they're used far too often in drug deals. So here's this college professor saying that we need to get rid of government currency because it's used in drug deals, and I'm sure out of the other side of his mouth he'd say the same thing about Bitcoin. Apparently this guy doesn't want anything that isn't controlled by the government. So anyway, I'm sorry, you were talking about financial encryption, and just it reminded me of that crazy story.
No, the story you have is a good one. It fits in because the real issue is not that they really give a damn about money laundering. Otherwise, they would have shut down HSBC and Wachovia when between the two of them they laundered $450 billion of drug lord money, something like that. No one went to jail, by the way. But you know, it's all about control. They want to eliminate cash so they can install negative interest rates and just rob, you know, continents at a time slowly. So that's, you know, what they want. That's really what it's all about.
So what you've got a book out that's sort of predicting how the future is going to be. And in many ways, cypherpunks were about the future. They were sort of looking at what might happen and what, you know, what was happening and how that might affect the future. What are some of the things you see around encryption, AI, cryptocurrencies, things like this?
Okay. Cryptocurrencies I love. They have their issues. Bitcoin may have to have little fixes here and there, but it's a wonderful idea. I love it to death, and I want it to do really well. When you start getting into the big data systems, and by that I mean the system that's called big data. It's probably too much to explain right now, but this is a giant data system that takes mass surveillance, among other things, and analyzes it in a different sort of way. And what it can do is pick hundreds, thousands, millions of targets at once and learn what affects them. So when you are on the Internet surfing around, they have all of your surfing patterns. I mean, Google has it. Yeah, Facebook has it. This is what they do. That's how they make money. I mean, you don't pay for the service. You're the product.
Right. If you don't pay for the service, you're the product. And the chances are good you're the product even if you are paying for the service.
Yes, that too. Take all this stuff, and these systems learn what you respond to already. You know, you go on Google, and I go on Google, and we see different things. Same thing on YouTube and Facebook and everything else, and they run experiments on doing all this, these systems learn how to do it, and they learn to adapt to individuals. This is very, very dangerous.
It's kind of like
going forward.
It's kind of like that Captain America movie, The Winter Soldier, that came out. This Armin Zola, the evil guy, created a program that would learn about people and predict who is going to be disruptive in the future, and they were going to just kill them all, wipe out 20,000 people, and it would make the world a safer place. And I suspect 20,000 is probably the right number.
I don't know. It could be.
Paul Rosenberg is with us. Paul, hang on. Hold that thought. We're going to bring you back here. We'll continue the discussion. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question for a cypherpunk, it's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. Maybe you've got a question for a cypherpunk. Paul Rosenberg is on the line with us here. We're going to bring him back. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He is an author and was involved in the cypherpunks movement, which I got to admit, you know, I'm kind of a geek. I don't really know that much about this. Let's get into that here, and you can, of course, join us, 855-450-FREE. Also, ProXPN, it's a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. They've got OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, with apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and if you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin, and if you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. So get started over at ProXPN.com and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. That's ProXPN.com, code FTL50. As we go back to Paul Rosenberg on the line with us from, I think you said you were in Chicago, Paul, is that right?
I am.
So, Paul, I thought it was pretty insightful. You're talking about these big computing companies out there. I don't trust the government to be very effective in creating profiles on people, but I certainly trust the marketplace to. And I would think folks like Facebook, Google, these people understand, these companies understand how important data is, and they're creating profiles on you all the time when you use their systems without some kind of protection or whatever it is that that you might do. And that they're able to sort of predict buying habits, predict personality traits, those sorts of things. And in the future, once that technology sort of trickles down to the government, and maybe it already has, I don't know, that could be kind of disturbing, right?
Oh, deeply. Now, the issue, it even gets worse than that, because it's not them predicting what you do. It's them getting you to do what they want you to do.
Well, that's very interesting.
They're very good at it.
They are. Right. Everybody who's been picked up by the FBI for these terrorism threats over the last, since 9/11, I don't believe the FBI has caught one single person who they didn't train, fund, give the mission to, set them up, basically. And obviously, they had to have some will to do what it was that they were doing, but, they're all their stooges.
Right. Oh, yeah, I can't think of anybody who they didn't. And the scary thing with this stuff is they can do it with automation. So no human being has to really be involved on a lot of these things. It's just machines do it, which are very cheap and very fast.
Yeah, and they're going to get cheaper and faster. So you've got a new book out that's sort of talking about what might be happening in the future, and that's what I want to find out. The more specialized a person is, the better they're going to be at predicting the future in a given area, and you're pretty specialized in this particular area. So in The Breaking Dawn, your new book, folks can go get that at Amazon.
Yeah,
so they go to shop.freetalklive.com to buy that at Amazon, and Rosenberg has crafted a page-turning story around scenarios that are upon us right now. Characters that are us are your friends, your children. The journey of these characters is your journey as we try to make sense of the world we're thrust into. It's economics, technology, theology, philosophy, social activism, and during do. So tell me, what's the future in these areas?
That's a small little question.
Well, you wrote a book about it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll tell you. First is the thing we were talking about before, these big data systems combined with mass surveillance. It is really going to be – it is a real serious, serious threat. Think of the worst of Orwell and Huxley combined. But what happens in the book and what I think is very likely to happen in the real world is that whenever the economic system really falls apart, It's on the edge of it now. When exactly it will, who knows? I can't see behind, you know, the closed doors. I don't know what happens in the back rooms. But once that happens, they're going to have to pull back. The governments, they have overloaded pension funds. They have more obligation than is possible to meet, so on and so forth. Well, they're going to have to pull back to their core areas and cut loose the more remote, rural, and suburban areas, simply because they can't afford it. And this, of course, is what happened in the Roman Empire. It's what happens historically. And I think they're going to have to do it. And the funny thing was, as I was charting that out one day, or not too long ago, all of a sudden a story popped up on my screen in front of me that they were putting in a superconducting cable in downtown Chicago. Why? So that if they need power to the city, they can bring it all straight there and cut off the surrounding areas. So they're already working on this kind of thing. So I think that's what's going to happen, and we'll get something of the world of the Firefly series, the great Firefly series, I might add, where you had these core cities that were shiny and pretty and feds in every corner, and then you had the rustic areas around. And I think that's kind of a division that we're looking at right now.
So, it just seems so unlikely that they would be, leaving us country folks alone. Would we be losing things like power, internet connectivity, these sorts of things? Or, I mean, how lawless is this lawless land, Paul?
Well, it's as lawless as the people there want to be, I suppose.
Oh, well, the law is pretty firmly entrenched in my town. If you try to do a burglary there, you can end up perforated.
You know, in most places, most people in most cases are pretty decent. They have their ups, they have their downs, but most people are pretty decent most days. I mean, you don't walk outside in front of your house and see, 10 fist fights going on your street. The people who go to restaurants, they pay for their meals before they leave. So it's not going to be really very bad in those sorts of things, but what costs central governments, whatever is expensive for them, they're going to have to cut back on. And rather than reorganizing in some less insane sort of way, I think they're going to cut off the outer areas, whatever costs them most, and consolidate in the centers.
So I hope they'll cut New Hampshire off completely.
Hey, just so you guys know, Keane features in the new book, in The Breaking Dawn.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
You made a friend for life with Ian. it's The Breaking Dawn. It's available at Amazon. Paul Rosenberg. Paul, where can people find this, and what can they expect when they get the book?
Well, it's a really interesting story. It begins with a breakdown, and it goes to places I won't even begin to describe, but they have in the promotional copy, it goes farther than you've ever imagined, and believe me, that's true.
Cool. Hey, Paul, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. That's Paul Rosenberg, author of The Breaking Dawn, a cypherpunk.
Hope to see you at the next Bitcoin conference, Paul.
Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks.
Definitely appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a blow to interior checkpoints has been dealt by a U.S. District Court. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, you got some accolades from Terry from Checkpoint USA, longtime listeners of the show. May you recall, we've had Terry Bressy on a number of times. He's the guy who created Checkpoint USA, which I presume is still online. I haven't been by there in a little while myself. But Terry he was kind of the first guy who made headlines, at least in my recollection. Maybe there was someone who beat him to it, but at least as far as what we've been reporting on over the years, Terry was the guy who started doing these checkpoint refusal videos at the internal checkpoints, I believe in Arizona. I believe he works at a university and has to actually drive through the same internal checkpoint every single day more than once because he's going to work and then coming back from work. And he just got so tired of having his rights violated by
CheckpointUSA.org.
Thank you, CheckpointUSA.org. Is there a new fresh post up there? Is he still putting fresh content up?
It looks kind of, I don't know.
Well, anyway, he's still paying attention because he sent you an email this weekend saying basically thanks for the video that you posted, Mark, that you made a video when you were on vacation with your family this year. You went down south. You traveled around. Actually, went, I think, all the way from Florida to the West Coast. In, you know, various different places, in Arizona and places like that. And
right. So this is the 7,000-mile trip across the southern United States, and we ran across four different interior checkpoints. I am not talking about crossing the border into or out of the United States. We did that one time. Yeah. We drove out of the United States into Mexico and, you know, drove in Mexico for a little while and then came back to the United States. And, you know, it was a pretty eventless bit. I mean, obviously, there are border checkpoints there, and you expect those. I'm concerned about roving checkpoints inside the United States, mm-hmm. where they take a dog and circle my car.
That happened.
Yeah. So I want to know how a dog circling a Toyota Prius is going to determine if the person, if the three people in the car are illegal aliens.
Well, you could have someone in the trunk.
It's a hatchback, and there was, you know, luggage.
Could you store someone in the hatchback?
Okay.
Like in the
Let's say I've got
area.
Somebody in the trunk. How's the dog going to react to that?
I mean, supposedly point out that there's someone in the car.
What if I've got laundry in there? Isn't it going to smell of a person?
That's a good question.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well,
what makes a hell of a lot more
positives.
Sense is this is a stinking drug dog and that this is a damn lie.
Well, we know there are a lot of false positives when it comes to drug dogs.
Well, the dog can't figure out whether there's three people or four people in the car, right?
Probably not.
And if it could figure that out, it can't communicate
it
to the government agent that it's, you know, at the end of the other end of the leash.
The dog's
not tapping
sense of smell
its foot.
Is very good. But yeah, you're right. So while a dog may be able to discern whether a fourth person was in the car, it would not be able to communicate that effectively to its handler.
That's correct. Yeah. And so to me, these checkpoints are a ruse for just finding out whatever it might be that you're doing illegally. So that's what disturbs me here. Not whether, because, I mean, it's pretty obvious that me and my family, my family and I can roll through one of these without too much trouble. Right?
You did that about four times, and then you...
Three times. Well, so, the first time it happened, my wife just answered their question. I'm like, you know, that's kind of, you know, what they're doing there is debatably unconstitutional. Now, there is a ruling, I believe it's called Martina Fuertes versus the United States or something like that, that basically says that they can do these checkpoints. It doesn't say that you have to answer their questions.
That's right.
And...
They would like you to, though.
I would point out that in Plessy versus Ferguson, they said that separate was equal when talking about, you know, schools and that sort of thing for black people and white people, drinking fountains and restrooms. And then they changed their mind with Topeka versus Brown versus Topeka Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
So the Supreme Court can rule one way and then change their mind. So I can have an opinion as to whether something is unconstitutional in that particular area. And the only way we're ever going to find out is if people stand up and do something about it.
That's right. And that's what you did. You made a video of your family passing through one of these checkpoints, and ultimately you didn't get arrested. Nobody got hurt, thankfully.
I've been berated
online. You
didn't
answer the question. You did not answer.
I refused to answer any questions. I said that they can direct all their questions to my attorney. And I'm not answering
they
questions
have not
today. You know, they didn't bother. But I've been berated online to the point where people were calling for my child to be taken away and put in government hands.
I mean, on YouTube comments?
Yeah. Sick lunatics saying that somehow because I refused to answer the question of literally jackbooted thugs. I mean, these people actually had on jackboots, you know, answer their questions, that somehow I am, I don't know, spitting on the flag and hate this country and want illegal aliens to rape children.
I mean, you obviously hate the government. I mean, if you were a good government-loving American, you would do what you're told. You would answer the questions.
Like George Washington? Like Thomas Jefferson, like the people who picked up arms against their government and said no more, the ones that founded this nation. If there's a nation on earth where we stand up to our government and say no, that should be this one.
You know,
and
that's
the sniveling little banana republic wanting dictators out there, those are the ones that should leave.
You know, that's the way things used to be, Mark. But now things are different in America. Security is freedom.
Security is freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how things are in 1984.
Obedience.
The book.
Is freedom.
Yeah, obedience is freedom. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Didn't Rudy Giuliani say something like that at one point a couple presidential terms ago?
Yeah, that's the thought process here. And a little bit of digging from most of the people that took some time to send me hate-filled IMs on Facebook was, oh, turns out it's a cop. Oh, turns out it's a cop. Mm. I mean, almost over and over, you go to visit their page and there's a thin blue line.
Or the wife of a cop.
Yeah, it's like just amazing. I'm an a-hole? I'll tell you what. I'm one of the people that is taxed to pay for your paycheck. You're the a-hole for sending me a message like that.
So here's the actual quote. This is from Rudy Giuliani back in the 1990s. Quote, "We look upon authority too often and focus over and over again for 30 or 40 or 50 years as if there's something wrong with authority. We see only the oppressive side of authority. Maybe it comes out of our history and our background. What we don't see is that freedom is not a concept in which people can do anything they want, be anything they can be. Freedom is about authority. Freedom is about the willingness of every single human being to cede to lawful authority a great deal of discretion about what you can do."
That is nuts. I mean,
this is amazing. Who wrote the 90s?
What Nazi wrote that for him?
I guess you could say that someone else wrote it and then he just read
it. I mean, it's the most authoritarian thing that you can possibly say. Freedom stems from government authority?
That's what he's saying, that freedom is about the willingness of every single human being to cede to lawful authority a great deal of discretion, meaning, you know, you give some other group of people who are also people just like you the ability to decide for you and your life. That's freedom.
In the Empire of the Mongols, the most murderous group of people in world history, it was said that a young maiden could carry a basket full of gold on her head from one side of the empire to the other, that things were that safe. Now, I'm not saying I'm all for crime, but if the cost of safety is 100 million deaths by the sword, then that's a pretty high cost.
Our toll-free number, should you want to join us to talk about freedom and authority, which I don't believe the two can really coexist, but you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we'll talk more about what happened here with this district court, the news coming out of El Paso, Mark, which is actually very nearby where you were harassed at one of these internal checkpoints. We'll give you more details about that on the way. You can also join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is freedom about authority? Do you agree with Rudy Giuliani in that particular case? We'd love to hear from you as well, or join us via Skype. The Skype username, lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy. BetterSellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. Live Sunday edition continuing. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I have been taking Super Beats, and I couldn't be happier with this product. What it is it's, you know, it's all the good things from beets. If you've been paying attention, beets are high in nitric oxide. Nitric oxide has been shown, I guess a team got the Nobel Prize in 1998 for their research in nitric oxide and what it does for heart health. One of the guys from that team's team had put together Super Beets, and they're grown all in one farm in California, so they can keep a good eye on them. And they do not only do they give you a little energy boost in a way that is so much better than things like coffee and stuff like that. Those are like stimulants and nothing good about that. but I can't take stimulants, but I can take Super Beets. I think you should try it out, especially if you're over the age of 40, because the fact is, if you live long enough, you're going to have cardiovascular issues. So check them out. Do the reading. Go to ftlbeats.com and check out Super Beats. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strips to prove it's working to you. Plus, you get a free book, Beat the Odds, and all of it comes with free shipping. You really can't go wrong with this deal. Call 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com, 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
Let's go to the phones to the fun and talk first to Nick in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, so going back to the freedom versus authority, dichotomy, it's kind of strange thinking about freedoms as, like, my rights to do things. So my freedoms end where your freedoms begin is how I've always been taught.
That's a good rule of thumb, I think.
Yeah, so as long as whatever I'm doing doesn't affect you, like, or just affect you in a negative way, I guess, it's okay. And
well, it's,
I know
that's
a
pretty
people,
general statement, and I'd be careful about that one because, you know, for instance,
somebody might say me walking through their neighborhood brings down the property values.
Right, or they don't like the way that I look. They don't like the kind of clothes I'm wearing or whatever, that hurts them, you know, in their mind. Ultimately, I think that the effect has to be more tangible, like that you can't physically harm, like to physically injure another human being or to defraud that person. I think those are the two things that generally should be not okay.
Yeah, and that's part of it is, like, obviously we have to be reasonable about certain things. Like, we can't, like, our freedom of speech. I know that some of the things that people are capable of saying are very hurtful to other people. And that's just, that's something that we protect in this country is, you know, I can go to a Trump rally or I can go to a Hillary rally or I can go to any other rally that I want to as long as I'm not physically harming people in a way that the government has deemed to not be okay. Everything should be hunky-dory, fine to go to those kind of rallies. But I think that's where the authority part of it comes in, is that we have to have kind of an agreed-upon, I guess, we have to have an agreed-upon stopping point for where everyone's kind of rights end if we want to coexist within the same rule set.
Yeah, but the authorities don't care about what you think. They just kind of do their own thing and force it upon you. It's not like the majority or any amount of people decided that internal checkpoints would be a good idea. That's just something they crammed down our throats. Not that I'm saying it would be okay if a majority wanted it. I don't support majority rule on things. I support rights.
Well, majority, to some extent, is how all human interaction is governed. I mean, it may not be a strict majority, as in 50% plus one, but it is, you know, if enough people think that the way things should be that way, then
they'll be that way.
They will be that way.
Like people paying for a meal before they leave the restaurant. It was mentioned earlier by.
But what's interesting about the government and the state as an organization is that it declares itself exempt from the rules. So if I go around trying to procure money from people by demanding it, and if they don't get it, give it to me, I pull out a gun and point it at them, I'm called a robber. However, if the government sends you a notification that you owe them money, at some point they will send a man with a gun to get the money from you or get you. And they are not deemed a robber. I mean, they are so successful in their marketing campaign for the last 9,000 years that it would be absolute utter chaos without them, that they are completely exempted. We don't even use the same term. We use the term taxation to describe their theft.
Yeah, and doesn't that harken back to, like, the original social contract of, like, that's kind of what we established. I believe it was, like, the Magna Carta was the first form of social contract.
Social contract is BS. There is no such thing as a social contract. That's just a concept.
Well, the Magna Carta is a real contract. I mean, it's a real document.
I signed the Magna Carta.
Agree, you didn't sign it, and it had nothing to do with you because it was for nobles only.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution is a document signed by, I don't know, a few dozen guys, right? They're all dead.
Yeah.
The idea is that document bound you, but you didn't ever exchange value for that document.
Yeah, I can't contract. Someone else cannot contract without my authorization. They cannot contract for me without me explicitly giving them agency.
And what would be really important in the area of the Constitution would be to point out that the government doesn't abide by it.
That's true.
They say, they say things like freedom of speech shall not be infringed. You have the right to keep and bear arms. You know, they say these things, but then they put all kinds of rules on them. If they're not bound by the contract, how the hell are you?
Well, yeah, that's also true. But then again, like, I guess if you don't subscribe to the way that you're being bound to the contract, then I guess it doesn't really matter. Like, I mean, physically, there's no one on the street that controls my feet when I decide whether or not to go to the speed limit. I mean, I can break the speed limit or I can follow the speed limit, and there's no one that judges that except me. I mean, a cop may pull me over for speeding excessively or going excessively slow, but at the end of the day, it's me that makes that decision that I'm going to obey this particular law today. And it's kind of, I guess I'm kind of rambling a little bit in that regard, but, like, at the same time, like, we all, by following the laws, implicitly agree to them, and that's
But most people don't follow the law that you just cited. I mean, most people speed. Most people do at least 5 miles an hour over whatever the posted speed limit is. So there's actually wide disdain for the law because the laws are arbitrary and they're capricious. They're made up by these bureaucrats.
The speeding law has got to be the worst among them. It is a government make-work program for armed bureaucrats. If you wanted to stop people from speeding, you'd put up speed cameras, which never get a pension, never get a paid holiday, never get nothing, and you'd be spitting out tickets to any car going over the limit. Now, you know as well as I do, those limits are set artificially low so that they can pull you over for anything they want, sniff around in your car, find whatever they feel like finding, and do largely whatever they want. The cop pulls you over, they put flashing lights on the side of the road meant to distract people. I mean, that's the whole point of them, is to catch your attention. They force vehicles to pull over into the other lane. In many states, there's laws regarding getting out of the way. Mm-hmm. So they create a hazard on the road. The people who work for the Department of Safety, that's the police department, actually make the roads less safe. If you wanted the roads to be more safe, there would be far better ways than giving pensioned police officers that work for 20 years and get paid incredible overtimes in some places making in excess of $150,000 a year, including benefits. There'd be far better ways to do it than that.
So, Nick, I got to disagree with you here. I think the reason why that people are good generally is not because law exists and that people believe it's in their best interest to follow. Right, I think that people are just generally good towards one another because that's the best thing, it's the best mode of operating that humans can have, is to be good to others in the hopes that people will be good back to you and that we'll all get along for the most part. There are some outliers in this particular case. There are people who are bad to one another, and many of them have government positions.
Oh, yeah, and it's interesting that you pointed out speed cameras, because originally I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and we actually, a few years ago, had this. It wasn't really a huge scandal, but the local government tried a new initiative where they put speed cameras on. It was every few miles on the interstate and mm-hmm. on several street corners. And by and large, it didn't work. People still sped, and they threw out the tickets and said they never got them. And there was no way to enforce it.
Hey, yeah, Nick, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate the conversation, and thanks for dialing in tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Oh, well, throw out the tickets. I mean, if you act like you never got a ticket, there's all kinds. The government hands all kinds of fines and these sorts of things out, and people don't get them all the time. The government doesn't seem to care in any other circumstance when you don't get a ticket.
The red light camera / speeding ticket camera things, they're challengeable because of some issues with due process, is my understanding. Now, I'm not an attorney. But how do you face your accuser if it's a box?
Well, if it's a $200 ticket, it's not worth going and challenging it anyway. Most people will just pay it.
Well, most people are not what changes
things. And it's supposed to be a deterrent.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.